Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh almost died yesterday.
Dude, it was interesting. Yeah, I always do my little runs throughout the week, and I have a path that I don't ever, you know, veer off of. But there's one road that I have to cross on it, and I was waiting on it, and I clicked the little button to cross the road, and I was waiting for my turn to go. And the light turns green, the little crosswalk guy says, "Hey, it's time to go, go for it." And I start jogging past it, and all of a sudden out of the corner of my eye, I jog with headphones in because I like to listen to my music or podcasts or whatever as I'm going. And so I don't hear any cars or anything near me, but out of the corner of my eye, I see this car, and I'm like, is it going to stop? Is this buddy gonna stop or no? And he takes the left-hand turn as I'm crossing. I mean, he's going like 35-40 miles an hour. Like,
oh,
it's
my
like he
gosh.
Didn't it was truly like he didn't
he
even,
was late for an appointment.
Oh my gosh, dude. It was like he didn't even hit the brakes at all to
it's
turn.
Like Katie's heading to an Arby's.
I thought it was Katie.
I stopped for the runners and the walkers though. Come
if you
on.
See him, I guess he didn't see me or whatever, but I'm not kidding. If I did not hustle and like kind of jog, jump out of the way. Yeah, get out of the way.
You would have been a pancake.
Oh, I would have been hit and flipped up onto his hood and been face to face with him at the windshield and been like,
that
what
would
are
have
you
been
doing?
Some awesome camera footage at that intersection. We could have posted that. We could have posted that on the socials.
No, we would never
and
awesome.
It would have blown up.
Come on, it's Josh.
My splattered legs across the road.
Great. That would have been awesome for the socials.
Honestly, if I would have like lived and been okay, it would have been kind
of
funny.
You got a stuntman roll where you just hop up at the last second, roll across the hood, and smash the windshield.
Okay, but he was going fast.
Awesome.
There was no break in
this. Let me bring it down and be the voice of reason for a second. Josh, I am so glad you're okay.
I live. Which is good.
This is my worst nightmare when I'm out walking, jogging, running.
You're going to get hit?
Yeah, it kind of is for me, too.
It is so, because again, you're in the zone. Like, mm-hmm. if you get out of that runner's high zone, I mean, it'll completely demolish any of the, you know, endurance that you built
the
up.
The endorphins.
So it's like,
seriously.
It does. So it's like you're in that zone and you just don't even know it. I am so afraid that someone's going to hop the curb and make me a Katie
pancake.
Yeah, Katie
absolutely. Pancake.
Absolutely. So I'm just so glad
you gotta
you're
okay. You got to put one headphone in. That's the key, is you got to leave one out. That's what I do when I go running.
See,
you leave one in and you leave one out so you can hear if somebody's on your left, you know, coming up behind you. If a dog is coming up on you, if a car is zipping around the corner.
You know what's
that's
funny?
The thing. It's like these noise-canceling headphones that are jammed into your ear canals.
You're right about that. Totally.
You
but
can't hear anything.
What's funny about that is almost every single time that I run, I listen to podcasts because of that reason. Podcasts are just quieter.
Yeah.
I can hear if someone does say on your left or if a car is about to maul me, you know? Yesterday, I chose music. And it's just weird like how life choices, you know, determine whether you live or die, essentially.
What was the music?
I have a run playlist. It's actually my Avs playlist, too, when I go to Avs games. It is straight 1990s and early 2000s, like punkish music, like a lot of Blink-182, a lot of Green Day,
good Charlotte.
A lot of good.
Tell me you're listening to Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte. Oh
yes.
My gosh, Good Charlotte was on. Yes, and so it's all that stuff that just gets me amped up. I think it's good running music, and I like it. But I could not hear the car at all, and I'm so lucky that I saw that out of the corner of my eye because I think I was in his blind spot. Like if you're turning, there's that little pole, you know, the pole in your car, and I think that he was not able to see me. So I was like, all right, we're good. You know, I hustled out of the way. And you asked me a question, Katie, like, were you, you know, did you flip him off? Were you pissed off at him or anything? I was so shocked that it happened that I just kind of like looked around and was like, was I in the wrong? I second guessed myself. I was like, was I not supposed to go yet? But no, I totally was. And he was in the wrong. But, you know.
All in his ears was.
Yeah. The whole time.
I could have died.
That
I
is literally
been a pancake.
dun, dun, dun.
I guess I'll just keep running.
That's what I did. I just kept going. I was like, well, I guess.
Just a little small thing. That's all it is.
My heart rate skyrocketed, but it was a little small thing. You're right, Katie. It was all the small things.
Oh,
well, that's
goodness.
Horrible. That's but horrific.
We're here. We're good. And,
everything is well.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much.
Thank
it's
goodness.
Crazy.
Thank it's goodness.
Crazy story. It was a good time. Yeah.
All right. Now, Katie, tell me about Uncle Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. Uncle Kevin called me last night. I was so excited. So, my mom, I don't know if y'all have this, but in my family, my mom has a lot of close friends that she went to high school with and grew up with, and they are my quote-unquote aunts and uncles. Like, they're not really related to me, but I've called them Uncle Kevin my
yeah,
whole
sure,
life.
Sure, okay.
Do you have that in your...
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, but
no?
Yes, family
okay.
or friends that are so close
yeah.
that they're
yeah.
like family.
And so
sure.
growing up, and it's funny, I was thinking about it, this is only on my mom's side of the family. My dad doesn't have any friends who are actually... he had 24 brothers and sisters, so we have a
jeez.
Lot of uncles and aunts mm-hmm. that are actual
real.
Aunts and uncles on that side. But when people, like, immediately, I don't know why, it just transports me back to being a kid. Like, my Uncle Kevin called me, and I haven't talked to this man in probably 10 years. He lives in California, so he would come home to visit. His parents still live in the small town that my family lives in, and so his parents would come, or he would come to visit his parents, and so, like, that's how I knew my Uncle Kevin, from California, who would come home and visit, right?
Okay.
And so he called me yesterday, and it was so shocking.
He would just come to visit your mom?
What's no? He would come to visit his family.
His family.
Oh, every,
yeah.
His family.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He would come
okay.
to visit his family, who still lives in that
all
small
right.
town.
I thought he was paying your mom a visit.
No, no, no. Well, and even that, like, we would
if
hang
you know
out
what I
a
mean.
Lot. No, my mom has so many friends. I have an Uncle Alan. I have an Aunt Barith. I have an Aunt Gigi, Aunt Julie. All these people
but
are not related
are
to
truly,
me.
Okay.
None of them are related
this is
to
so
me.
So confusing.
But
all right.
I've always called them Aunt and Uncle so and
so,
right?
Weird. Okay.
I know. So anyway, Uncle Kevin last night calls me, and that is shocking in itself. So I'm just looking at the phone for a little bit, and I'm like, I should probably call him
he's
back.
Like, Katie,
like,
I need a couple bucks to get out
I
of a jam.
No, I should call my Uncle Kevin back.
Listen,
so,
my broker's after me.
I
my bookie.
Him. No, that's not it.
Oh.
Like, he's a very responsible
oh,
person.
Okay.
But Uncle Kevin, I answer the phone, and I'm like, hey, Uncle Kevin. He's like, well, Katie Beth, how you doing? Like,
oh.
And it's funny because he's lived in California for so long, but he still talks like he's from North Dakota.
The North Dakota.
And it's like, instantly, I am transported back to this small little town, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And he's like, well, it's funny, you know, I'm just not that great with technology there, so I got your number from your mom, hey, and I can't put it in my phone unless I call it, so that's what this is about. That's what this is about, is me calling you, because I needed to get your phone up, because, you know, I'm in Denver quite a bit there. I'm like, are you really? Oh my gosh, like, what? And I turn into a little kid. I'm like, Uncle Kevin, like, I live in Denver. And he's like, oh, I know, that's why I'm calling you. You know? So
oh, my God.
It was just so funny because he's like, you know, my sister lives in that Westminster there. And I was like, does she really?
Westminster.
Yeah. So he's like, he's like, I was just there last week. That's why
oh,
I'm
no
calling
way.
Your mom there.
Why didn't he come see
I
you?
I know. That's what I said.
Not
he's
a
like,
very good
well,
uncle.
I didn't
no.
have your phone number. And that's why I called your mother. And he was like, I'm mother. Actually right here at the VFW with her. And I'm like, what? You're in Devil's Lake? And he's like, oh, yeah, we're hanging out at the VFW. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So then he hands the phone to my mom. And I was like, oh, my gosh, y'all are just hanging out. And she's like, oh, yeah, your Uncle Kevin here.
Oh,
and
my God,
like, oh my
you're
God,
talking like
Uncle
him, too.
Kevin. Like, no, the whole thing.
The voices.
But it's so, because he, again, I turn into a little kid mm-hmm. when I'm talking to somebody who I deem as an adult, right? Like, if they were an adult when you were a kid and you had to listen to them growing up, I feel like
you kind of revert back a little
that
bit.
That dynamic comes right back.
Start
and
sucking
he,
your thumb
you
while
know
you're
what
on
he
the phone.
I know. You know what he said to me? He's like, well, you know, I saw you post that picture. Are you going back to your school there? That was some good work you did there, Katie Beth. I really like that. I like that. I'm like,
we need
so
to have
much.
This guy
yeah,
call
it.
In.
We do.
I love him.
I want to hear him on the
I
air.
Know, all of them. Like, anyone from North Dakota. Like, they, and here, he's lived in California for so long. I feel like this is true for him as well. When he goes back, he just talks like that. Because I start talking like that, too. Like, when I go home and I come back, there's a good week where I'm like, hey there. Hey there.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it just, you revert back to it. But, my gosh, I, like... miss my Uncle Kevin now. And I found out he comes to Denver quite often there. So
does he now?
Come visit me when he comes back.
I just love the whole thing where he's like, I don't know how to put a number in my phone unless
I call you and then I'm going to save it there.
Like, how is that?
This is cute. It's cute.
What did he say? His kids call him low tech dad or something. Oh. That's what he said.
He's cute. He sounds cute. He sounds like he'd be wicked annoying within about 30 minutes or so.
No, again, it goes away. Like, when he goes back to California, he's normal Uncle
Kevin.
He's
like, yo, Katie, what's up, dude?
I love the ocean, bro.
He's hanging surfing.
Exactly.
Bro.
And then he rolls into the VFW and he's like, hey there, how's it going there? Hey.
I feel like that accent is so easy to pick back up, though, because it's so prominent.
It is.
It's like that thing, though, where if you're talking to anybody, we had what's her face from Colorado and Company, Stephanie. Yes. And like after two to 5 minutes of talking with Stephanie, everybody's talking like Miss Dolly. And like Arkansas Brandon, hear, hey, what's going on? Within like 5 minutes, you adapt and you pick up their accent.
No,
you know?
I don't know why I always greet Brandon. Sup, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on today? It's like that's how you communicate with him, or he won't understand. And with Brandon, who's from Arkansas, you start talking real slow, so he understands.
Like, that's the only way he'll understand you is if you have a southern accent.
It's so incredibly disrespectful.
That's what I was going to say, though. Is it? Because I've golfed with him multiple times where it's like, you're spending 4 hours together, and I'll be like, Brandon, that was a nice shot. And I'm not trying to be mean, but like, I like it. I like adapt to him. I don't think it's mean, is it?
Well, you got to be careful then. If Uncle Kevin ever calls us, we're going to be doing the whole show like this for the rest of the day. We got that. There's some shaboozy, bro.